This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. It was inevitable. I've seen it coming, and now we simply have to face it. It's going to be uncomfortable, uncontrolled, and will certainly affect you in an adverse way. What am I talking about? Well, the Republicans in Congress. I hearken back to when the Republicans wrestled control of the House of Representatives away from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. As the election unfolded and it became apparent the Republicans were going to win by a small majority, I turned to my wife and said, "Just watch, they'll screw this up again." And they have. You know, I've been around long enough to have watched the Republicans do this time and time again. They complain and obstruct and pontificate while they're the minority party in Congress, and every time they get a chance to become the majority, well, they inevitably screw it up. One just needs to look across the aisle and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. They were constantly in lockstep to push their legislation forward. I'm sure they do a lot of bickering and horse trading behind the scenes, but the end result was unity, and that's what the public saw. Now, granted, their agenda is what killed them in the last election, because America is tired of it. So the voters go to the polls and vote the Republicans into power to voice their concern and get some changes. And, not to be too crass about it, the Republicans then proceed to screw it up. Oh, Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy and their group just think they're smarter and better than any of their Republican counterparts. For that matter, Republicans all seem to think they have a better idea than their Republican colleagues. And that is what creates the problems and finds us in the mess we have now. First, vote out the Speaker of the House, which of course all Democrats voted for, and a few boneheaded Republicans. They succeeded in kicking out the Speaker, and now the public spectacle is on for all to see. The Republicans can't even agree to elect one of their own to be Speaker. Instead, they actually considered at one time sharing power with the Democrats, all because they can't get their act together. It's a trying time to be a Republican. The only saving grace is that the president, along with the Democrats in Congress, are polling so low that even a fractured Republican Party may still have a chance, if they get it together and stop the infighting. Otherwise, come the next election, Democrats will simply point at the Republicans and call them the gang that can't shoot straight and couldn't even elect a speaker from their own ranks for weeks and weeks and weeks to keep the government running and to take care of the important issues that you and I, the American public, are concerned about and want them to do their job and take care of the problem. Ronald Reagan is rolling over in his grave. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.